I am the best Democrat in this race to take on Larry Hogan and take back our state from the likes of Donald Trump.
There you go. That's Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz announcing yesterday that he was like to run as a Democrat, of course, against Larry Hogan for the office of governor. So it's now become a crowded field. A bunch of Democrats are running in this race. So I want to get an update here from Dirk Hare. He's the chairman of the Maryland Republican Party. And Dirk, this is a very crowded field of people who would really like to unseat Larry Hogan now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. Yes, it is a very crowded field, and I thought it was interesting just in the clip you played that Kevin Kamenetz and of course all the Democrats who have done their announcement seem to be complaining about what is or is not happening in Washington, which makes me wonder why they're not running for Congress or the U.S. Senate instead of governor of Maryland.
Yeah, so and Larry, I mean, to Governor Hogan's credit, he's succeeded as a popular. I mean, look back to when he won. Just the fact that a Republican governor could win Maryland when he took office was seen as a shock, and it was like, whoa, Larry Hogan wins the governor's race, and now he's been popular in the state of Maryland this year. I mean, the Baltimore Sun saying, look, it's Hogan's race to lose. They've said, any chance he does?
Well, I don't think so, but certainly we're not thinking anything like that. We're taking very, very seriously. Maryland is historically a race that has been a little more allowed for Republicans.
Dirk, we're kind of losing you with your cell phone. You must have moved into a bad cell.
Let's see.
Bad spot. That's
oh,
better. Yeah,
yeah
much better. So go ahead. We kind of lost what you said there.
I said Maryland has been a bit of an uphill battle over the years for Republicans, but we are slowly changing that cycle by cycle, and Governor Hogan certainly made a great change for us in 2014.
Now, I would assume, obviously, a Democrat is going to win in Maryland. I just want to get that out of the way first. That's the first thing. How many people have declared that they are running against Larry Hogan?
I believe we're up to 7 at the moment.
Okay. Which one out of the 7 so far do you think has the best shot as making the best stand so far?
Yeah, who's the Republican Party prepping for here?
We're just staying focused on what Governor Hogan needs to do in terms of getting out his message and turnout. I'm not a Democrat, so I can't speak to which one of the 7 Democrats will be appealing to the left-wing party, but it seems like they're all headed in that direction.
Okay, so you pretty much seem to think that Governor Hogan will be the one that you will be battling for the governorship. What can Republicans do to maybe turn it around and take the governorship from the Democrats?
Well, we have the governorship right now.
I'm so sorry.
What we're trying to
that
to
yeah
do
no is, I knew that. I'm so sorry. but what I wanted to ask you is why did the Democrats think that now is their time to take the governorship from Larry Hogan?
I mean, I think the Democratic Party over the years has exhibited a culture of arrogance in Maryland. They take elections for granted. They have gerrymandered the state so thoroughly that I think they find it shocking when they lose. And by two of the last 3 governors in Maryland have been Republicans, so this is not an accident.
Yeah, it's interesting, though, for such a liberal state that that you would see the Democrats have a hard time. That's what I find interesting.
Oh, it's definitely. It's a credit to Larry Hogan that he's been able to get it there, Dirk.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think Governor Hogan has, appeals to more than 70% of Marylanders who support him because he focuses on common sense priorities, jobs. The initiative to start school after Labor Day was wildly popular with everyone but the teachers union. So, he's focused on making life a little bit better for everyday Marylanders, and that's why he's so popular.
I should point out, here's a quick list of people who've considered: Prince George's County Executive Rashern Baker, former NAACP leader Ben Jealous, State Senator Richard Madaleno, technology entrepreneur and author Alec Ross, you have a lawyer Jim Shea, and you've got Krish Vignaraja, former policy director for former First Lady Michelle Obama, as well as one person considering, Maya Rocky Moore Cummings, who is the wife of Representative Elijah Cummings, is also considering a run. So no shortage of people hoping to unseat Larry Hogan here. I have a sort of a related question. I haven't been able to find, Dirk, and maybe I've completely missed it, But, you know, we had this College Park thing happen last week where they moved to try and have non-citizens vote in their elections, their municipal elections. They come to find out by the weekend that they're not actually allowed to do that because their charter doesn't let them do it unless they've got six votes, which they didn't have. So that went poorly. But I haven't seen the governor speak out. Does the party have a position on this in the state of Maryland? And does Governor Larry Hogan have a position on it?
You know, I haven't talked to the governor about it, and, you know, the state party, we this has not come up in state party deliberations. I would say it seems so far-fetched that you would have non-citizens voting in U.S. elections. I mean, you know, say what you will about what's going on nationally right now. One of the main complaints you hear from the Democrats is about Russia. And so I don't know if they're that concerned about Russia in the federal sense. Why would they want Russian citizens to be able to vote in College Park?
This is a hilarious way to turn it on its head. Thank you, Dirk, for doing that for us. So at this point, you know, with Democrats sorting things out, my sense is, what are you doing as you prepare for the governor's race?
We are doing the things that, you know, political parties do. We're working with the governor's campaign team to make sure that we are identifying voters for Governor Hogan and down the ticket for our General Assembly races, our county council races, county commission races, county exec races, doing the hard, boring, behind-the-scenes work of identifying every voter that we believe will vote Republican and then preparing to turn them out to vote for Governor Hogan and other candidates.
You know, Maryland does come across as a bellwether state because you're seeing this battle going on where states are starting to turn more Democrat. And so I think the governor has his work cut out for him. But as you said, he's hitting a lot of the right notes. So focusing on some of the other races in the state to kind of bolster that, I think, is a really, really smart way to go to try to bolster that support and give that to the governor. So I think that that's a great way to
All right.
go.
Hey, Dirk, thank you very much. We just spoke with Dirk Hare, chairman of the Maryland Republican Party. Thanks, Dirk.
All right. Thanks so much.
Nice to have you. We'll have you back soon.